Welcome to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace Mollard. Hello Hello World is available wherever you stream podcasts. Please be sure to rate, share, and subscribe. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. On today's Local Business Love episode, I am chatting with the one and only Quizmaster, Francois from MacFlash Entertainment. Francois provides online trivia games as well as in person at a few breweries and pubs in the city. I hope you learned something from this episode. Grab yourself some water and thanks for listening.
Yay!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right, yourself?
I'm doing really good too. Thanks for taking the time, Francois, to come and speak to me about your awesome business that you have.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me. It's great.
Thanks. So I have today Francois Jacques from MacFlash Entertainment, which is a live trivia company.
Well, I mean, that's how it started. Yeah, it's kind of expanded from then on to, like everybody had to sort of pivot and do their thing during COVID. So mm-hmm. I became a sort of established my online presence as well there. But no, you're absolutely right. Started off basically doing pub trivia in local bars and venues.
Okay. So it was started out to be in person.
That's right. Exactly. So it started off with one night over at the Manchester Pub in Windsor. And, it was one of those things where I had just moved to the area and kind of needed a hobby. I didn't really know a lot of people and didn't know the town and all that. So I had to kind of occupy my time. And so I decided, oh, why not trivia? And so I started doing that, started doing it at the Manchester Pub, and it kind of picked up from there, spreading from venue to venue.
How cool. Ago was that you started out?
That was about 10 years ago now.
Oh my. Okay. And what brought you to Windsor? What made you come to Windsor? Where are you from originally?
So I grew up in Ottawa. I was actually born in Trois-Rivières, but I grew up in Ottawa. And at university, I met my girlfriend, now wife, who is from here. Okay. And so she was there studying to be a teacher at Ottawa U. And I was finishing up my communications degree. And so we stuck around there until she was done. And we really never had plans to move here. She's from Amherstburg. And okay. We visit and all that. But, it didn't feel like my vibe, you know.
Yeah.
As a guy who grew up in, or was living downtown Ottawa. And then you get told, you're going to move to Amherstburg. Town with that, it wasn't even at 20,000 people at the time,
right?
And when the end of her schooling approached, some recruiters came around and some from the area came down and said, listen, if you come down, you can have any job you want, pretty much, because she wanted to be a teacher in the French board,
right?
So course. She's like, oh well, that's amazing. So we made the smart decision and moved down to Amherstburg so that she could have a career. At the time, I was working for the Canadian government. So okay, I was a public
that's a
servant.
Good job.
Yeah, so it was a pretty good job. And I was able to not necessarily transfer, but at least get an assignment over here and, ended up with a job maybe a month or two after I got here. So that was all right.
Lovely. And mm-hmm. are you still doing that job now, or are you?
No, a few years ago, I decided that, the government life was not for me. and I was doing well enough with trivia and whatnot that, and this was, of course, pre-pandemic. I decided to roll the dice and start my own thing. 100%.
Oh wow, that's great. I did not know that. Awesome.
Yeah, it was
so
more of a
this... go ahead.
Oh sorry, it was more of it was partly an effort of doing the trivia, but also it's one of those just when they say pick a job you'll be happy doing and that you'll love to do in the get up in the morning and mm-hmm. you look forward to doing it. So I was not looking forward to going to work at the government every day.
No, well, no. This is very different. I always tell my kids that they're still young, very young, but I still tell them, you have to find something you love and then figure out how to make money from it. And that's
exactly
how you create a career. So I think that you've achieved that. So because now of COVID, you are, I mean, I'll ask you that other question in a second, but you have kind of moved into doing some online trivia. So explain to
Yes.
me how that works and how we could participate in that.
For sure. What happens is that basically when everything happened, I decided I had been thinking about going online already, and so the stars kind of aligned, and in order to retain my audience from in the bars and whatnot, I decided, okay, let's just do some trivia online. So I keep it simple. I do it through YouTube.
Okay.
A lot of people think, oh, you should do it in Zoom and whatnot, but I mean,
Nah.
there's no advantage.
Yeah.
Everyone would have to be muted anyway in order to discuss their answers. They'd have to form teams somehow. So we just kind of keep it simple. I basically use YouTube like my own TV station, and I put on my show. Usually, if you go to youtube.com/MacFlash, you'll be
Okay.
able to find all of the shows that I do there. A lot of them, there's a lot of free shows that are pre-recorded,
Okay.
or previously live shows that are that remain.
Oh,
And then
okay.
yeah, and then otherwise, what I started doing at the beginning of the of 2020, what I did is I just did it for free all the time, and so just kind of just to keep it sharp, and to sort of reach the most people possible. I know people
Yeah.
were looking for stuff to do, you know. So I
Right.
did it for free for a long, long time, but what only because I thought, you know, like everybody else, that this would only last a few months. Right.
Yeah.
And then when the few months became a few more months, I realized, well, I'm kind of like still doing my job and not getting paid for it here, so I should probably figure that out. So I put together a Patreon.
Okay.
Yeah, and basically said, all right, well, you want to watch the show, you want to play some trivia. I put together some packages, and basically members were getting something like 9 shows a month.
Okay.
Every Monday, every Friday, and then one special Saturday show a month. That was like kind of a bigger sort of, we called it the patron show. So it was always a little bigger. It had a fun theme to it, and it's kind of like it's just kind of to thank the community for being
Yeah.
there.
Yeah. And like, how do you choose or see, I set something up and have you do an event for me or a night on YouTube. Do I choose the theme? Do you choose the theme? Or like, I don't even know how you'd come up with questions.
Yeah, it's somebody just this morning was saying like, wait, you still write new shows? I'm like, yeah,
Yeah,
because you know it's been so
holy.
long, right? They're like, you're gonna run out of stuff to ask. I'm like, tell me about it. but I always seem to find some stuff. When it comes to the, yeah, no, for sure. I love that you touched on that. Like, we do the private shows. I do the private shows as well. I just did a fundraiser for an Optimist Club in the Ottawa region. In fact, that's what's nice about the online is I've done, you know, shows for people in Louisiana
Oh,
and
cool.
oh yeah. Like, yeah, we have people. One of the patrons was actually from San Francisco. So we had people from, you know, New Brunswick, the Maritimes, people in BC watching. So this is very
Cool.
cool. So
Yes.
that sort of allows as well the sort of virtual stuff to happen, or sorry, the private stuff to happen. Because when I was doing it in person, and I'm sure that's going to start up very soon as well.
Okay.
You know, that was a big chunk of the business was doing private shows and fundraisers,
Right.
whether it's a birthday party, an office party, Christmas party, or fundraisers for organizations, you know, who would put together, you know, big events in large halls and sell their tickets, and then we'd go in there and do the trivia. And so that was kind of cool. And when I was able to resume that online, and I think everyone sort of had the same thought, me and the people, it was like, oh, this is going to be longer than we thought. And we still need to, you know, have social activities with our staff, even though everyone's working from
Of
home.
course,
We
yeah.
need to find a way. So the trivia was a great way to gather everyone, because it was like, well, you're already set up for it. You're already all, you know, working from home. You got your electronics ready to go. So
That's
let's just
true.
do this. So that was kind of cool. So when it comes to that, yeah, usually what I'll do is I have some shows that I keep in store for private shows like that, because you know, in order to kind of make my job a little easier. So we have kind of have a variety of shows I can use for private shows. But if ever there are special requests or anything like that, what I'll do is integrate the theme. I always advise people, Don't pick a theme that's very specific for your entire group, because as much as you might think everybody knows Harry Potter, you probably you and like four people know Harry Potter. The
Right.
rest
No,
don't
for sure.
care.
For
Yeah.
sure.
And so what I would do is I'd say, oh, but I can make one round, cater to that topic.
Okay,
So
I see.
yeah, you know what I mean? So I'll kind of play and I'll, okay, if you want that, people often will ask, oh, do you want to, can you put stuff about our organization or,
Sure.
things like that? And I was like, there's a fine line because you
Yeah.
don't want to be that, you don't want it to be a test about the business, and the people go, this is not fun,
Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
But sometimes I, if I do a fundraiser, say for an animal shelter, then I'll do, a picture round on famous cats, fictional cats, in that
Okay,
way.
so you kind of to you read your audience and then make your questions
Exactly.
from
Kind
there.
of play with it and make it more like almost like a meta sort of a meta link. Like, oh, I see
Cool.
what he did there. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. So I was, now that I'm talking to you, I was at a I was at Average Joe's and I did a trivia night, and I don't know if it was you or not, but I remember having the most fun doing that. It was just such a great experience. And you're sitting at a t I was sitting at a table with a lot of people I didn't even know because I came late, and it's a way to kind of communicate and talk and find out about people that you don't normally know those things about. If I'm a huge space per buff, but the space questions that came up I didn't know about, but then like the food questions I did know about. So it's fun to learn about the people that you're surrounded with, what they know and what they don't.
For sure, it's definitely a very social activity. And
Yeah.
I mean, the proof of that is the fact that if you go to the Manchester pub every Wednesday when I'm there, and you'll see the same people over and over again, and it's always full, and you think, well, they're not there to win,
They're there to
because a
just have
lot of them,
fun.
yeah, a lot of them know they're not going to win. And it's not, I'm not dissing anyone, but I mean,
No.
know yourself, and you know as well that there's these 3 to 5 teams in the room that are always there, and they're the smart ones. They're the
Oh,
ones who
cool.
always end up winning. But yet, the people who are in the bottom three still show up because, like you said, it's a fun thing to do. It's a great way to get together with people. And if you're not bogged down by the competition and trying absolutely to win, then you've got a lot of time, like you said, to learn about other people and be like, how did you know that question about that food, or how do you
Yeah,
know this
right?
person, right?
Yeah.
And then you can kind of find out more about your friends, and like you said, meet new people too that,
Yeah,
that join your
that's what I
team.
had fun. Yeah, for sure. So I want to know, this might be getting a little personal, but I'm curious to know, like, what are your favorite topics to ask about or to trump people on, say?
Oh my God. Okay. Well, that's funny because I actually have an answer for that. That's great. My one of my things, one of my angles is that I use a lot of pop culture
Okay.
because I want my trivia to be different than all the other trivias that are out there. Most trivia nights you go to, it's very hard. You know what I mean? And I know this because I'm associated with a lot of Quizmasters Facebook and throughout the world and stuff that do trivia.
Okay.
Through groups, just through, Facebook groups and whatnot, we share ideas, and sometimes we'll share full quizzes, and people are like, okay, so here's my quiz from last night, and I go through it, and
That's
I'm like,
cool. It's like a
yeah, and
good
I go,
community.
oh, for sure. And it's even if sometimes the material might be too hard, it's a good source of inspiration as well. They're like, oh,
Sure.
I like where they went on this one, right? But if you look at their stuff, it's so academic. I always tell myself, if I were to pull out one of these quizzes with my crowd, I'd get crucified. They'd be like, well, what are you doing? This is way too hard, man. Who knows this stuff, right? So I don't want people to have that who knows this stuff sort of feeling. So,
Yep.
and I feel people
True.
know a lot more about pop culture, music, movies, TV, and stuff like that. I try to lean heavily on that. One of the things that I absolutely love, though, is word games and play on words, anything involving words themselves, homonyms
Oh,
And like
cool.
weird, stuff like that. I love playing with that. I do a lot of idioms. I think that it's kind of important. A lot of people have lost the art of figurative speaking,
Absolutely.
and they don't know know, expressions. And so if you use an expression with them, they're like, what? What does that mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, man. That was a really nice way of saying you're dumb or something,
Yeah.
you know?
Yep. No,
and
I think I'd be good at this category, actually.
yeah, that's like, I do a lot of those on my in my Seriously Trivia show, which is made to be a little more, it's like it's trivia, but it's got word puzzles and word games and stuff in it
And
too.
where can we find that on YouTube?
Some of them are on YouTube for sure. I'm also going to be resuming the live in-person ones of those. I usually do it at the Walkerville Brewery, so we're just waiting for them to reopen their tap room so that we can get going on that. And then I'll be picking them up as well at Lot 10 in Amherstburg.
Okay.
That's going to be the last Friday of the month, pretty much every month. It's once a month because it's kind of a bigger show, but it's fun. It's interactive. There's buzzers and whiteboards,
Oh,
and
neat.
it's a more lively type of I call it kind of like it's my game show
Okay.
sort of show, and it's made of like quicker, faster categories that change. So instead of my regular trivia, you would get 15 questions on a topic, right?
Oh, so
Or
fun.
yeah, so this one it's like three questions
Yeah.
on more topics.
Right.
Thing for everyone, and that way, if you're if you hit a category, you're like, oh, I hate this. Well, at least it's just three questions, and then we'll move on.
Sure, right,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah, that sounds fun and more like more centered towards somebody who wants like that quick paced, like a game show.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Are you at the Manchester currently, or have we stopped that as well?
No, it's back. We're back.
Nice.
Started off. As of taping, tomorrow will be the fourth week that I'm back.
Okay.
And it's been amazing. It's been full every week. People have
That's
actually been
great.
turned away
Oh.
because there's no because of the limited capacity. And I mean, the Manchester is a big place.
Yeah.
So even at half capacity or whatever the limitations are right now, it's still a lot of people. And but yeah, people have walked in and been like, there's nowhere to sit, I gotta go. So it's like, I'm sorry, man. So
Is it a
Manchester's
first
back,
come,
yeah.
first serve?
For them, yeah, first come, first serve there.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And then
That's cool.
the other one that's back is Tuesday nights at Parks and Rec. And that's
Oh,
another, yeah, that's another good one that we have. Parks and Recreation in Forest Glade.
on Tuesday, and that's a walk-in as well.
That one I think you can reserve for that one. You can walk in, but they also have they take reservations.
Oh, cool. I'm gonna come and do that soon. That sounds like a lot. I'm gonna see if Marlena wants to come with me. I know she's a huge fan of yours. She shouted you out when she was on my show, so I
Yeah,
found you.
she's great. She's great. I was just looking through stuff the other day and I found like a picture of her. She won like an Easter egg hunt I did like a couple years ago, and I was like, oh my
Oh.
God, I'd forgotten that she had won and that she's been around for that long. You know what I mean? Coming to
Yes.
my shows and stuff, so it's great. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, big fan of yours, she is for sure. Before I wrap this up a little bit, I want to know, I ask most of my guests this, what the goals are for the company. Like, what do you see for the future as for Mac Flash Entertainment?
I see basically a continuity of the in-bar, in-person presence, an expansion of the online stuff as well, and with my recent purchase of MediaWorks Studios on Walker Road, I want to incorporate a lot more online content when it comes to trivia, but also take trivia into the world. I'm working on a really fun project right now, which should come to fruition in September. Which is going to be basically taking trivia outside. Let's call it
Cool.
that. Yeah, so that should be pretty cool. It's going to be possibly
I'm looking
the
forward to that.
biggest trivia game I've put together, so it should be all right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I look forward to being able to be interactive with that. That sounds awesome.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you.
Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute there,
All right.
Francois, and ask you to shout out another local business or a couple of them that you think we need to be following.
Oh, sure. Let's go with everyone who's supported me basically throughout this rough period. I'm going to shout out Walkerville Brewery
Okay.
for being there for me for the last year or so. Littlefoot
Oh,
Foods for
yeah.
sure.
They
Yeah,
get
these
shout
guys
outs on my show all the time.
my well they
All the
came
time.
on I at one point I went out and got out secured advertising, and I was like, I want to if you guys want you can advertise on my show, and they're like, yeah, we want to basically be the main sponsor from now until eternity. I was like, oh, Okay.
Okay.
So they've been very, very supportive. And I'm going to shout out my new friends as well at Chapter 2 Brewing Company.
Chapter
And
two. That's a lovely name.
yeah, that's a great one. Great story there too.
I'm gonna
And
contact them to chat, maybe.
yeah, for sure. For sure. And then
Awesome.
yeah.
Where's that located?
That's right on Walker Road. Well, it's actually on Edna, but Walker and Edna.
Walker. Okay.
Near the
Oh,
train station
okay.
end of Walker. Yeah.
Got it. Got it. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm gonna tag all of those in the description, and I'll also tag where we can find you, your YouTube link, and your website, and where we can find you on socials and everything like that.
Sweet.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me. This has been a pleasure, and I will be that crazy lady screaming, jumping up and down, saying, "Hey, it's me, Candace!" next time I'm out for trivia.
That's awesome because most people are even too shy to do that, and then it gets real
Oh,
awkward. So I'd rather you do
I'm not
that.
shy. You'll recognize my voice, I'm sure, since we've chatted for 20 minutes now.
Sounds good.
All right, nice to chat with you. Thanks so much.
You as well, Candice. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.